The palace itself was built in 1873, but it's had a very checkered history, and part of that has involved fire, and it's 40% derelict. And what we're doing at the moment is we're restoring the east wing of the palace. We've got a huge project going on. It will restore the Victorian Theatre, which has been hidden from public view since the 1930s. It will create a brand new exhibition public space in the East Court, and it will recreate the studios that the BBC used for the first ever broadcast television.
So we're in the theatre right now. A lot of work to be done here, but it's an amazing space. And I guess when it's done, it's going to be an amazing place to visit.
Well, that's what we're hoping to create. The theatre hasn't been used since the 1930s. It's been derelict. It is amazingly beautiful. People walk in and have this emotional reaction to the space. It's that sense of it being a found space, and that's what we're trying to recreate, or to keep, actually. So we're not trying to create this modern monstrosity inside a historic building. We're trying to really respect the history and heritage and make the experience of the dereliction part of the visitor experience, but create a good modern experience for audiences to come and see a range of performances in here, from comedy, opera, immersive theatre, promenade theatre, a whole range of uses. And as you can see, it is just an amazing space. It's got a lot of restoration to go, but it is a very atmospheric place, and we believe that the public will want to see it back in use and will want to come and see performances in here, because they haven't been able to do that for 80 odd years.
So why did it kind of fall into disrepair? I mean, what's some of the history of this theatre?
Well, it's interesting that a lot of Victorian theatres weren't actually that well designed. They didn't have the technology to project voices and performances. The sight lines weren't as well understood as they are now. So we're at this great point in history where we do have the technology to make spaces like this work in the spaces that were designed for performance, but now we can really make them work for performance. So it was never commercially successful. It did have some amazing productions here. Some of the productions were like the Cirque du Soleil of the day, with people flying about. I mean, in this amount of space you can do that, so we're really excited about the kind of productions we can put on here. But it was never commercially successful because of the sightlines, because of the sound quality. So obviously we've got a team of brilliant specialists working on that as part of the design team.
So back in the day, how many people were able to see performances here, and what are you hoping for in the future?
It's recorded that it could seat 3,000 people. Clearly, we're all slightly bigger these days and we expect more space. So we're hoping for around 1,000, 1,200 seating. But it will be a mixture, so different performances of different styles, so theatre in the round and promenade theatre, and flexible seating, so that we'll be able to adjust that and create a really good experience for different sizes of audience.
How's the appeal going?
The appeal's steady. We have been successful in attracting 18.8 million from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Haringey Council were very generous and gave us nearly £7 million. But part of the funding package was to raise £1 million from the public. This is the People's Palace, after all, and it was created for the people. And we hope that people are moved enough to want to donate money to help us to bring this space back so that they can enjoy it, and so that they can come and see performances here, which is what it was designed to do.
And how long do you think that's going to take now then?
I know exactly how long it's going to take. Right. We will open in 2018. We have some very challenging targets to do that, but we have a really quality team on site here who are working hard to achieve that deadline. So 2018, this theatre will be open to the public, and I'm convinced that the public will help us to do that by donating.
Victorian Theatre, a bit spooky right now. Have you got any ghosts here?
We don't know of any ghosts, but we've found some really exciting things as we've been taking up the floorboards and like little memorabilia from the workmen that would have been here, and bottles and old cigarette packets, and it's been really interesting. So we're collecting all that as we're going along, but no ghosts as yet.
And for people listening, you're appealing for cash to get this all done. What's your message to them?
please go to support.alexandrapalace.com, find out more about the project, have a look at the amazing video and pictures so you can see what's in here. Unfortunately, we can't let you in because it's a construction site at the moment. And hopefully you will feel moved to donate. Any amount of money, the £25 will get you a credit on the donor board. So it's quite unusual for an appeal like that. So your details will be held in the palace. Or you could buy a seat for £900 and have your name on that seat. And we've had quite a lot of interest in that. That tends to be quite popular. But there's a whole range of things and information on the website that hopefully will provide the information that people need.